Today's Perek in Tanakh is Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tes Zayin 16. Yesterday our Perek taught of how it was that the precocious Malchus of Sheol was essentially torn from him, of how it was that, surprisingly, Sheol's very own son would be the one that would provide the transition between the Malucha of Sheol and the Malucha of his friend, David, and the way in which, in this story, the two people that Shmuel would be most involved with, which were, of course, Shaul on the one hand, which was the remez in his mother's nevuah of his pach, and David on the other hand, which was the remez of his mother's keren, which will be today, Shmuel himself would be torn to pieces by that very thing, that which tore Shaul to pieces, and he would be the one who would suffer personally. And that was the very closing pasuk in a brilliant, brilliant use of words in which the entire perek is full of the idea of nechama, in the sense of, the deepest sense of nechama, changing one's mind, nechamti kimlachti, and Shaul is told this very clearly, it's over for you. Shmuel continues to be mit'abel. And to be mit'abel means to be unable to move on. No nechama, no changing. And it's this that triggers that closing word, ki hit'abel Shmuel el Shaul, is stressed v'ashem nicham. That stress of, in one pasuk, Shmuel is mit'abel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I moved on. You know, so if you can't move on, this is something of a problem. And therefore, the opening parak, the opening pasuk of today's parak, is indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Shmuel. What the heck is wrong with you? What is this infatuation? You and Shaul, I told you I'm disgusted, and you can't move on. I need you to change the malucha now to the Ish Kilavavi. Malay Karnach Hashemen, fill up that Karen with the Shemen HaMishka already. Valech, and now go. Eshlachachal Yishai Beit Halachmi, Kiraiti Bevanav Limela. I want you to go to Yishai's home, famous home at Beit Lechem. One of his sons is the one that I have been able to see. And the Raiti, of course, becomes very significant in a parak of Anochi Haro'eh, which was Shmuel's big problem. It's amazing how people are aimed on their own problems without realizing. Sometimes just with one word, their entire life is gomul in that word. He said Anochi Haro'eh. And that Anochi Haro'eh blinded him, so that he was unable to focus anymore on what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for. And therefore, the beginning of this parak already is meramish, just as it was then. As Chazal said, you say Anochi Haro'eh, I'm going to teach you how to be Ro'eh. And it's certainly not you. So the very opening pasuk says, I see, meaning only I see a son there of Yishai. That's for me. Brilliant. Vayomer Shmuel, Shmuel says, Echelech, v'shama Shaul v'haragani. What do you mean I should go? How should I go if I'm never going to make it? I mean, Shaul's going to find out that I'm going. You think he's not waiting to find out, like, what it is that the next move is on this chessboard? So the moment I go, that's it. He's going to say, oh, we're not letting you be Moshiach another Melech. You'll kill me. So much for love. Vayomer Adonai, eglat bakar, tikach biyadecha, v'yamarta lizbach l'Adonai bati. Lie. So much for parents' advice. All right, so there's a number of issues, obviously, that we learn from this. Halacha l'maaseh. Number one is that even though we have a klal, as the Gemara says, shluchei mitzvah enam nizokin. So therefore, why? But this is not stamp shluchei mitzvah. You understand what we're talking about over here? God tells you to do something. You don't do it. That's the point. You don't ask, or you'd say, I mean, a Christian, you'd say, well, I mean, you ask God, but God can't save you from Sheol. God can't make Sheol blind to your going to Beit Lechem. Well, what kind of crazy question is that? If God tells you to do something, do it. So that the Gemara doesn't even bother with. That's a stupid question. The question is, if God says to do it, it's a mitzvah. But so then, shluchei mitzvah in nizokin, like any other mitzvah. So you see from here a remarkable thing. The mitzvah to a Navi is no different than any mitzvah. It doesn't have its own separate klalim, in which you say, well, The mitzvah to anavi includes the hora'at sha'ah element, and therefore I don't need to define it in any way that I would normally have to look at a mitzvah. Normally, if I have a mitzvah, say, but the Gemara brings a case, a guy who was checking mezuzot after the Romans had asserted being involved in mezuzot, and he got this terrible kedas, 1,000 zuz kedas for opening a mezuzah. So the Gemara asks over there, but what do you mean, shluch mitzvah in the zarkin? No, so you see, Shmuel asked, so obviously we don't say under all circumstances shluch mitzvah in the zarkin, must be that hecha the shchicha zeka shani. If it's something that is, it's crazy to do, and it's something that's a very high percentage, you're going to be caught and going to be hurt. So then obviously you don't say shluch mitzvah in the zarkin. So that the Gemara takes for granted, the situation here is the equivalent of all mitzvah. And it's not miyuchad, you see. If the tzivoy to the Navi goes against a mitzvah, so then it's hora'at sha'ah, so to speak. So it's a special mitzvah of a Navi. L'shaita, l'sha'ah, so then ein achinami. So then you don't have to follow the normal dinim of the mitzvah. Because that's what you're being told. Don't follow the normal mitzvah. But if you're just being told a thing, but there's no indication that this is different than any other tzivoy min hashamayim, so if it would come to putting on tefillin, I would say, well, I'm not mechuyev to put on tefillin if there's danger. I'll say the same thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not mechuyev to do this mitzvah if there's danger. So I'm not going to do it. So, I mean, it must be, if you want me to do it, there's a solution. So therefore, I'll ask you for the solution. It's an unbelievable thing. So it's completely defined halachically, the Dvar Hashem. It's not defined outside of the terms of Torah in general. That's why we use even the word hora'at sha'ah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not meireh halacha, but mean hora'at sha'ah. But a neviut of isha'ah, since it's possible to be meireh betuch Torah itself, l'sha'ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can also tell you to do something l'sha'ah. Those things that you can't be meireh l'sha'ah, such as Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't tell the Navi to do l'sha'ah. So even that can be looked at as part of the halacha of neviut. Yeah, well, a lot, it's often like that. You can be in love with someone that you know would kill you. What can you do? You know, the other person is not ne'eman the way you're ne'eman. It's not unusual at all. So, he asks, how can I go? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this, of course, we further learn, is that you're allowed to lie under these kind of circumstances, right? So it's clear that it can be mishaneh, mipnei, in this case, the ultimate shalom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will tell you to do that. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishaneh, so you too can be Mishaneh. Alright? So, this is what he did. Just pretend Eglat Bakar Tikach Biyadecha. Take along an Egel to bring as a carbon. And after all, that is what Shmuel used to do during the days of Nov. Normally, the family would go up to the Shiloh. There's no Shiloh. So he would go, also it was normal for him to continue to go from place to place where he felt the tikkun was necessary and so on. He'll tell people, there's a reason I have to go there, I have to bring a korban. V'amarta lizboach ledunai bati. And as he just said, I came to bring a zeva. Then when you get to Beit Lechem, v'karata liyishai bazavach. Invite him. And at that point, anochi adiacha et asher ta'aseh, I'll let you know what to do. You'll do the Meshicha on the one that I tell you. So, you see over here, the stress on the Asiya is that it's almost mechanical. There's no enthusiasm, I'll do it, because I have a mitzvah to do it. But this is killing him, because he understood this was basically commitment to destroying Shaul. This is really what's going to kill Shaul. Vayavo Beit Lachem. The fact that he had to do it was part of the entire nature of the transition, including expressed in Shmuel in the most remarkable way. They both have the same name. Because she calls him Shmuel ki miyashem shaltiv. So his name should have been Shaul. Right? Okay, so then that means that even though he felt that it was pegiah in himself to be Shoel Melech, Lamaisa, in terms of the shorish of his neshama as the transition from the period of the Shoftim, his tvisa on the concept of Malchut was the tvisa of a Shofet. And therefore, in the Malucha, as the Gemara in Erechim says, the Malucha itself of Shaul was hand-in-hand with Shmuel until he dropped him because of the story of Amalek. So it was a year in which it was Shaul and Shmuel together who were considered to be Malachim. How is it possible? Because he was still being Molech from the point of view of a Shofet. That was because it was still Shaul Biyadav. And so, Vayecharadu, Ziknei Ha'ir Likrato, Everybody, Shmuel is coming to town. Oh my God, Zakenim come out. Vayomer was Eloshin Yachid. Obviously, the greatest of them did the speaking. Shalom Baruchah. Vayomer Shalom. Everything is fine. I'm only here, Lizbach, Ladonai Bati. And we'll see what tikkunim need to be made and so on. First thing is, Yitkadshu, Vatamiti Bazavach. Get yourselves ready. Prepare whatever you need to do in order to join me in the Zevach, and then you'll eat from the kachim. Yeah, whatever is needed. And so, indeed, he prepares now the family specifically of Yishai and of his children, and prepares now the korban. And they're going to now be ready to eat. Now, meanwhile, when they come in, he figures, here's the opportunity for me to see the kids, and I'll certainly know immediately which one of them is supposed to be the Melech. And so they come in, Vayibavoam, Vayaret Eliyav. Interesting that today's Gemara. He sees Eliyav and he says, wow, that's obviously him. Vayomer, ak neged Adonai Mashicha. This is the one. Clearly I'm supposed to be Moshechim. Vayomer Adonai Shmuel, really now. Al Tabet El Mar'e, you've got the same Sho'o look, you know. He's a tall guy, you know, he looks good. Stop looking that way. Velgvuvoa komato. Yeah, he's good looking and he's tall. I can't stand his guts. I detest him. Same way I detest Shaul. I detest him. Ki miastiu. Ki lo asher yir'eh ha'adam. Ki adam yir'eh le'inayim. Vaduna yir'eh la'levav. Speaking of you, the ro'eh. Human beings see what they could see. But I see into the depths of the man's heart. Now, Lamaisa, I mean, the Chazal ask, Shmuel is Neman. How can a Novi use Neman Hashem that he should look at something that was Ma'us and he should say that that's what Hashem likes? That's really weird. I mean, where's the sensitivity? Forget, okay, fine. Not in the Viyut, but some sensitivity. That's not the point. Right. So now he comes, so Chazal say, you see from here, and if you're Medayik and the Pasuk, it's also clear. Ki me'astiu means not that I have always detested him. I have come to detest him. The same way that it was true of Shaul. So the truth was that Eliav was supposed to be Melech. And he did something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu ended up detesting him.
Is he the eldest?
Yeah. What did he do? We only know later. There's only one thing that is exposed in Eliav's behavior. He talks down to David. He gets angry. So from there, Chazal learned somebody who's a kois. Even the pesik for him gedula atzof kol adorot, he loses that gedula. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying I see the levav, it doesn't mean that I see it now. I see what's going to be. I see in him that tendency, and he hasn't worked on it. He hasn't clarified it. So I'm not saying that everything that you see isn't true. Of course, it's true. And he was ro'ui l'malchut. But what it is that you don't see is you can't see the subtleties that in the end are going to destroy him. And that I do see. Lamaisa is another issue over here. I mean, we're not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to in broad daylight with a ponim al ponim, in which he's got a little Bluetooth in his ear, and, no, sorry, Shmuel, that's not the right one. I mean, it's one. You don't understand. How is this happening? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't talk to you right there. So clearly, Chazal defined this in a way that clarifies the issue of you. He assumed that he was right, Shmuel. So he took the Karen, and he tried pouring something out on his head, and the oil went the other direction. So all of this is ex post facto that's inserted now by Shmuel into the story. Afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I hope you understand that this was meant to be a response to your idea of an Anochi HaRo'eh. No, look at what happened. L'maisa, when Hashem said, I'll be Modia, I'll tell you on the spot through your Bluetooth. It means that you'll find the simen, and afterwards we'll discuss what happened when you have an avias. So, therefore, he recognized right away that that was a mistake. So, Vayikra Yishayel Avinadav, brings Avinadav, Vayvirei Lifnei Shmuel, tries to be Moshe Achim. No, doesn't work. Vayomer gam bezelo b'char Adonai. I mean, I understand that he's being put into a rather foolish-looking position because the only way he knows is by making a mistake. So that is like the ultimate no anochi haro'eh. You know, everybody like Yishai is looking at him.
What
in the world is going on here? I mean, it gets even worse. It gets worse. And so next comes Shama. It's called Shima, otherwise in other places. He has different names in different psukim. So Vayaver Yishai Shama. Nope, doesn't work. Vayaver Gambazelo Bacharadunai. He goes through every last kid, trying to anoint, and the shaman is Boreach. So Vayaver Yishai Shivat Banav Lifnei Shmuel. This is such a busha. So Shmuel says, Vayomer Shmuel Yishai Lo Bacharadunai Ba'ela, but it's not working. Well, he says, well, I don't know. I guess he came for nothing. Oh, come on, says Shmuel. There's no other kids somewhere. Are you hiding any in a closet? I mean, this is a terrible, terrible scene. Vayomer Shmuel Yishai Hatamu Anarim. You don't have any other kids? So the Medrash says that obviously Yishai did not even want David to be part of this. And his first response was, no, there's no others. But there's got to be, because I was told, oh, you mean the little kid that always makes trouble. We've put him out the pasture. You sure you want to see him? So already we get an insight into the family dynamics. The way Chazal put it is that he couldn't stand David. Couldn't stand David. We see later that the brothers also have been treated like a piece of dirt. And he basically wasn't part of the family. Now what's interesting is that the reason... The Medrash says that David always sensed that he was destined for greatness. And he used to have these dreams. And it was like Yaakov Avinu, who felt that was very dangerous. And he cut him out of the family because he thought it was going to be destructive. And put him behind. The truth is that David, remarkably, is the only one of the family, and Bechlal, it's the only one in history that expressed himself this way, who actually had tainas against his father and his mother because of the fact that they were human. It's an unbelievable thing. Yishai, as the Gemara says, was one of the few people that had no chatoi, no personal chate. So he only died b'itiyo shel nachash. He died only because of Adam HaRishon's, the pagam of primal sin, of the Hichlis Bazuama, which came back into Maisa Egel, and that's what killed Yishai. Otherwise, he wouldn't have died. David is the person who's Megala. What is the remnants of that Zuama in human beings that they don't get rid of? So that is in the beautiful Tehillah that we say all through Chodesh Elul. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'adonai yasvein. Now, no father likes to hear that. What is the Avivi Miyazavuni? Says the Gemara, David says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look. Bottom line is, my father impregnated my mother with me. He wasn't interested in me. He was interested in himself. And I'll prove it to you. The moment that they finish doing what they're doing, father turns one direction, goes to sleep. Mother turns the other direction, goes to sleep. And who cares about what's going on in terms of conception? Only Hashem Yasveni. They couldn't care less. That is Ityo Shonotha. So that means that what went wrong in Gan Eden was that element of personalization and personal experience in a way that cut you off from the totality of life and concern for where life. And of course, that's of all people that ever existed. David is that totality because it comes from Adam HaRishon and he's an expression of the entirety of humanity. So the nature to him of a reproduction that would be ruined by taking it personally in such a ridiculous fashion that you can't look at the ikar and only the animal aspects of the biology, that's what interests you? That is Yitir Shel Nachash. The father rejected that. Because Lamaisa, it's always pogea in the way the child looks at the father. In that ultimately, he, more than anybody else, understood what was missing in Yishai. So it's not surprising that in the end, Yishai rejected him. And so, okay, this is David who had unbelievable standards as really Mashiach Hashem, always Mashiach Hashem. So Shmuel says to Yishai, Hatama Ne'arim. Vayomer, therefore Chazal said there must have been some interlude in which he didn't want to even expose David, right? So it must be said, no, there's no others. Until Shmuel insisted. Vayomer, oh yeah. Oh, Sha'ara Katan, right there. There's the little one, but little one, I mean, he's 28 years old here. It's in his 29th year. He's out the pasture together with the tzon. Vayomer Shmuel Yishai Shilcha, send somebody and get him here now. We're not going to sit down to eat. until he comes. Vayishlach, so he sends somebody, Vayivieu. Shmuel sees him, and he's utterly shocked. Vu admoni, im yifei naim, v'tov ro'i. This kid does not look like a melech. First of all, not only does he not look like a melech, he's bright red, so he's a ruddy complexion. Some say actually had red hair. That's doditzach v'adon, right? He immediately relates it in his mind, don't tell me we've got an Esav here. But Lamai says, the Zohar says, it's exactly what we do have. Because Malchus obviously includes all of the Tzad of Tuma. So the first thing that Shmuel picks up is, oh my God, you know, this is a dangerous person. I mean, he's a murderer. Not Moni is a murderer, which he was. And there were, that was the problem with the Beit HaMikdash. But, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but, he has beautiful eyes. Beautiful eyes is a reference to Sanhedrin. It's true he's a murderer, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but never for himself. He does what Sanhedrin is Mechayev, as opposed to your little lover, Shaul, who doesn't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayev. So you're right, he's not a murderer. So I prefer a murderer, actually.
A murderer that listens.
A murderer that listens, exactly. V'tov ro'i, and he's beautiful. So Shmuel was not comfortable.
Is that another play on that, the Ra'os that I see?
Could be.
I mean, it's so cluster, right?
Yeah. I see him as well, yeah. Vayomer Adonai kum mishacheu kizehu. Now, Chazal again point out, what do you mean kum mishacheu? Why not just say mishacheu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, what the heck are you doing sitting down? You're in the presence of my Mashiach. And you're sitting? Get up! So again you see that Shmuel is just not into it. This is the last son of Yishai. So obviously, this is the one. I don't care if you like him. You should have stood up the moment he walked in. But it's all still about your vision and your misunderstanding and your avelut on Shaul. You don't even stand up in front of my Mashiach. Vayikach Shmuel et keren Hashemen vayimshach oto bekerav echav. Vatitzlach ruach Adonai al David mehayom ahu v'mala. Vayokom Shmuel vayelech haramad. Unbelievable. He walks out. No words, no kiss, no excitement. He walks out and goes back home.
Yeah. And does that not happen?
I'll do what I'll have to do, and that's all. And so he takes the Keren Hashemen, and at that moment, the Ruach Hashem of Gvura is Memali David, from that instant on, and this was Mashiach Bedavka, Kizehu, we learn out that only Malchei Beis David, and only the beginning of the Malchei Beis David, only if there's a Machloket, then we need to assert it, we use the Shemana Mishchah for, even though there's a dinner Mashiach of Malchut, there's no Mashiach of the Shemana Mishchah, so we need the Shemana Far Simon, but as a sign of Chashivut, but the din of Kiddusha that comes from the Mishkan and Hashras Hashchina, that's a din Davka Kizehu. And so Shmuel gets up, and that ruach that went to David left Shaul. The ruach Adonai sara mi'im Shaul, and instead v'yatatu ruach ra'a mi'et Adonai. From that moment on, he became fits of depression and ugliness would fall over him, and everybody saw it happening to him. Vayomer avdei Shaul elav, hineina ruach Elohim ra'a bevaitecha. Look, our king, you're suffering. Yomarna Adonainu, why don't you just give the order? Avadecha lefanech, I mean, we're ready to do whatever you want. But wouldn't it be a good idea, and this is just crazy, this story. Yevakshu ish yodea menagen bekinar. Wouldn't you want somebody who can play music and help you out of these moods? Vaya biyot alecha ruach Elohim ra'a, v'nigen biyado v'tovla. This is the Simcha Shal Mitzvah that ultimately Elisha uses to get his Nevi'ut. It's all Vaya Kenagen Amin Again. So we have to bring the Shekhinah back to you. The only way to bring the Shekhinah back to you is with music. Lemaisa, this whole idea that this David was out in the field becomes central to his Yodea Nagen that we're about to see. Because the way that it's a beautiful Zohar, I mean, it talks about him. From the day, it says, from the day that they sent him out to be with the tzon. So from that day, he used to look around. In the desert, he would always look around at the plants, at the geology, to see Ma'asei Adav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umnut HaTikutshu Brich Hu. And he used to burst into songs, Kirei HaShamayim, Ma'asei Etzbeotecha, because every night Everybody else was fast asleep in bed. David was out there looking at the stars. He would look up at the sky. He would look at the stars and at the galaxies and at the moon and all the things that would go on. And he would start singing. Hashem Adonino Ma'adir Shimcha. And whatever was going on, he would always be Mishabeach Meromim. So that, this is fantastic, not the same Zohar as another Zohar, so that he became, it's a very strange lashon, the Badchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the one who brought joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which of course is what we're going to use him now. No matter what was going on in the world, no matter what he was personally suffering, he would always sing. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear, just as Shaul needed it. And so this now begins the most painful element of the Havarat HaMalchut. And it's clear here that this is not, obviously not a coincidence. All of the main characters in the tragedy that are to come are introduced almost instantaneously in the Havarah. And it's obvious that the intertwined emotions and connections here are arranged as part of the actual birur of the Malchut. So the nature of the relationships of the Malchut, the relationship, human relationship, are central to the Malchut. And this, of course, we know, we see this all over. This is the story of Ruth. In other words, David comes from a love story. That's why he's called David. So his name means love. Right, that's Dodi. His child's name is Yedidya. The same thing. This is Yedid Hashem. So that this was the transition from the Yedidus to Binyamin, right, which was part of the Yedidus of the Beis Hamikdash. And now that Yedidus is moving on to here. All of the relationships that we talk about over here are held up as the love relationships in the Torah, right? So whether it was the relationship of Ruth and Naomi, or whether it's the relationship of Ruth and Boaz, or the relationship of David and Yonatan, or the relationship of Shaul and Yonatan and David, and the complications of Shaul and Yonatan, the complications of the promises of Yonatan and David, these are all central to working out in order that Malchut, which is the subject of relationship, because that's what Malchut means. Malchut is that which emerges from relationship. So Mamela, it needs to have a birur of the most intense elements of relationship, and it's all set up now in the next words. So what happens? Shaul says, okay, that's a good idea. Okay, I hear give an order. Ruuna li ish meitiv lenagen, find me a good musician, vaviotem elai, bring him. Now, there, says the Gemara, amongst these servants, who are not servants, they mean the leading people in his cabinet, which we call Avdei HaMelech. The greatest of them was Doeg, who is Doeg Edomi, who does not like David, and sees him as the main threat to his position and his life. He speaks up. The Gemara identifies him because of the use of Echad. So now we put him down here. We call him Echad Mehani'arim, but later on he's called Abir HaRoim. And so Chazal identified as the same person. Every word he says of the Gemara, was being said with Lashon Hara. It was being said in order to raise Shaul's suspicions and to make him jealous. Oh, he says, you were looking for somebody who knows how to play. I happen to know someone like that. It's one of Yishai's sons. Ra'iti ben li Yishai beit alachmi. And David points out, every time somebody wants to put me down, I don't have a name. It's always ben Yishai. Ben li Yishai. I don't have a name. Why can't I be called by my name? And there's that level of rejection. I'm not even Roy for a name. And it's a whole pattern that the Medrash brings. How many times people talk about Ben Yishai? No chelik in Ben Yishai. It's Ben Yishai. When I even talk about him.
No one knew that there had been...
No, obviously Doeg had a sense of the dangers of the Malchut.
But he really just...
No, this was all done in secret. Nobody knew about this. Of course not. Now, I know that he's great. He's Yodea Nagain. He also happens to be a Gibor Chaya. Oh, and he's an Ish Milchama, and a Navon Davar, and he's also an Ish Toar. And by the way, Adonai Imo. Now that killed Shaul. Because the Gemara says, look, everything he said, Shaul said, well, I may not be able to match it myself, but Yonatan could match it. But when he said Hashem Imo, Davar that he didn't have. And that is the reference I told you we would talk about in the later contrast of Shaul to David. B'chol asher yifnei yarshia. So the Chazal Adur, B'chol asher yifnei yarshia, means he was never mechaven la'alacha. Every psak he gave was wrong. Whereas Vashem Imo, Dafka meant, every psak he gives is right. That did it. I said, oh boy, I'm very nervous about this kid. So each one of these words is actually merumas in Megillat Rut. Where is it merumas? Six sorin are given by Boaz to Rut. So Gemara says, what do you mean six sorin? It can't mean six saw. I mean, how can anybody carry six saw? There must be six sorin, but that's insane. Why would he give her six sorin? Unless he was trying to show something b'neviut. And that is that she would ultimately, Rut, have, from joining him, six descendants, about each one of whom we find the Pasuk listing six madrigot. And these are the six madrigot. It goes through every one of them. It goes through all the Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. It goes all the way through. But this is the first time that we find that six. So these are the six. So these are Yodea Nagen, Agibor Chayel, Yishbachava, Navon Davar, Ishtoar, Hashem Imo. So all of these things, says the Gemara, Lo Amran Doe, Elo B'Lashon Hara.
But he says all these things are already true.
Yes. That's why, because Doeg said this is the kind of guy he is. Of course, David mentions it later. After he comes up to go, he lets everybody know that I've had lots of adventures that nobody knows about. Okay, so then I know that he's Roy, but because he couldn't have meant literally Yishbuchama at this point, because who knows him to be Yishbuchama, therefore the Gemara identifies this as Yishbuchama. He knows how to be Milchamta Shel Torah, meaning that he can fight, he could fight powerfully with Sfara and so on. So every one of these words was Keneged one element of learning. The Gemara goes through the Ramazim in each one of them, which we can do. So one shot, the Gemara's shot is Yodea Nagen, to be able to sing, is to be able to be Shoel in Torah. To be a Gibor is to be able to answer. And then to be an Ish Milchama is to be no Sivinotem Milchamta Shel Torah. Ish Toar is to be Maraponim Ba'alacha, which means to bring riyas that you're right. Navon davar to me, vevin davar mitoch davar, and then Hashem imo alacha kamato b'chol makom. Until he got there, he used to say, "Well, Yonatan can match him on that. Yonatan can match," which is fascinating because Shaul himself, when Yonatan and he were together, it was fire and water. I mean, it was it almost came to death, and later on it comes to blows. I mean, but Lamaisa Shaul himself, that means recognized that the dargot agvot of Shaul were in Yonatan. And that he was the one that had done the plishtim, and he was the one that wasn't afraid of the Kaal and so on. But this he knew that it wasn't for him. Because by him it says, B'chol asher yifneh yarshia. By David it says, B'chol asher yifneh yaskil, which Rashi says means yatzliya, which is the opposite of yarshia. So that drove him crazy. Okay, I mean, there's other, the shayna's yodea again is in Mikra, Gibor Chayel is in Mishneh, Ish Milchama is Talmud, obviously, because you have to fight it out. Novon Dovar is in terms of Maasim Tovim, Ish Tor is the same idea, Meir Ponim Balocha, and Hashemimo is Alocha Kedvarov, that's the way the Medrash has it. But it's basically all references to the Gadlut of his Nishama, which are things that are going to obviously concern Shaul. So, Maishak Shaul Malachim Yishai. He sends, ironically, Malachim to Yishai to bring his competitor into his home and into his life. Vayomer Shilchai Elai, no, he's Beit Lechem. Vayomer Shilchai Elai David Bincha Asher Batzon, the one that's the one is the shepherd. Send him over here. So Vekach Yishai Chamor Lechem and Od Yayin Ugdi Zimachat. So it's only right to send now a, after all, you want to send a gift. So he sends a gift along with him to Shaul. Vayikach biyad David beno el Shaul. But it should be now b'derech kavod.
He wasn't worried. I mean, it's kind of strange, isn't it? He knows the inside secret. His son's just been anointed.
I'm sure that he realized very well that this was the ironic way that the Malucha would be passed. I'm sure that he hoped that it would be in a good fashion. Because indeed, Shaul ends up falling in love with David. That's the next pasuk. The Medrash says there was no one who loved David more than Shaul, ever. So that's the extent. Vayavo David al Shaul, vayamod lefenav vayehaveu ma'ot. So in other words, the point is that he fell in love with him. He became much more to him than just the Yodea Minagein. He ended up becoming the Noseh Chelim. So it's a very intimate relationship. Vayishlach Shaul Yishai Lemor, so he says, Yamod na David lefanai, ki matzachin, I really like him. Maybe you'd let him stay here. So, boy, it's getting heavy. And so indeed, here is the guy who has the Ruach that he lost. So of course, who would be better to restore the lost Ruach to Shaul than David? So whenever the Ruach Elohim would depress Shaul, v'lakach David et ha-kinor, v'nigein b'yado, v'ravach l'Shaul v'tov lo. But of course, that tov is coming from the tov of the Malkus of David. So that's the tov roi. V'saram me'alav Ruach ha-ra'ah. That way, he would be relieved of his depression, and once again, would taste the joys of the Malucha through David.